Okay, welcome, ladies and gentlemen. It is Monday, the 20th of April, 2020, and this is the Curry Beach Town Council regular town council meeting. We will start with an invocation. God, we come to you today asking for your guidance, wisdom, and support as we begin this meeting. Help us to engage in meaningful discussion. Allow us to grow closer as a group and nurture the bonds of community. And fill us with your grace as we make decisions that will affect the residents of Curie Beach. Continue to remind us that all that we do here today, all that we accomplish, should be for the good of the entire Curie Beach community. Amen. Pledge allegiance.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, the consent agenda items. Gentlemen, if you would peruse them and let me know if there are any changes.
Make a motion to approve as presented.
Second.
Any questions on any of the items? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Consent agenda approved. Adoption of the agenda.
Mr. Mayor, I'll make a motion that we adopt the agenda as presented.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Committee business. Now, I'm not sure if we have committee heads on the phone, but we will see who's with us. Community Center Committee. There haven't been any committee meetings, so I'm expecting that there will not be a lot of interaction here today. Marketing committee.
As a liaison to marketing, we have not met since the pandemic.
Okay. Shoreline access and beach protection. Planning and zoning. Any news, Joseph? Any approvals?
No.
Historic Preservation Commission?
The state did grant our request for the historic preservation in the downtown area. A couple questions still need to be answered, but everything's moving forward.
Okay. Pedestrian Committee? I know that we were just about to get that started, but I think, Alan, you have some input on that.
I've been working with the chair, with Mo, and we're going to try to set up a conference call meeting with the committee for organization and kind of get to know everybody and talk about goals and objectives. But that'll be coming soon.
Okay. I mean, that is a point for all committee business. Potentially, there's an opportunity for conference calls, Zoom. There's a variety of other things if they wish to go ahead and meet. Department head business, administration.
I just want to say real quick, if we're going to give that opportunity for the committees to meet that way via conferencing, they may not have the licensing for Zoom or Skype or Teams that is a license that we have here that we individually have, so we would need to work with them to set those meetings up if they don't have that ability, I think, but it needs to be one and all.
I think we need to come up with some type of criteria or something, but what do you need out of the committees, when they're going to meet and what's going to be?
Yeah, because when they're going to, like, they'll tell us when they want to have their meeting. If they're using our license to hold the meeting, then one of us is going to have to open it and close it, being Beth or myself, which is fine, we can do that. But they'll need to have someone taking minutes it will need to be advertised on the website as a public meeting so that they can take call-ins, questions, things like that. Kind of the same way that our meetings here function.
Can we get something out to the committee heads that explains that?
If that's the will of council, to let them meet that way.
I mean, the variety of folks that I know are using Zoom for all types of communications, even just to keep groups together.
Okay.
Parties, happy birthday parties for children.
Right, but we're changing the way a town committee is meeting. So I need a motion from council to make that available for all of our committees.
I'll make a motion. Committees meet under what might be the best circumstances for themselves.
Yeah.
Oh, make a motion that town committees meet under what might be the best situation for each distinct committee, whether it's Zoom, Skype, Microsoft Teams, whatever's available for them.
And it will be need to be advertised, and they will need to provide the public a call-in option.
And they will need to be advertising, give a public call-in option.
Need to be, not to say need to be coordinated with the town clerk.
That
way you're all the bases.
Y'all need to write this down for me next time. And it needs to be coordinated with the town clerk and advertised.
Okay, we have a motion.
Second.
And a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. That will at least offer them a way to communicate if they wish to,
mm-hmm.
if they choose.
With that being said, we kind of canceled all of the committee meetings under the state of emergency, but we have one coming up on the 28th, which is the day before everything's supposed to lift, so that's the marketing committee. So do we want to, for now, cancel that meeting like we've canceled the other meetings?
Well, would you be ready for them to hold
the marketing
conflict, like you just talked about? And if you're ready, that gives you a chance to get on it, right?
Yeah, we could. I just didn't know with all the other ones being canceled, so we wanted to bring that forward to you guys.
If they can meet according to social guidelines, social distancing guidelines, and they advertise it and do all the things they're supposed to do, I don't see a problem with them holding the meeting. If they choose not to, that's
okay.
It's up to them.
Okay.
There's not a lot happening with ROT.
Right.
Or advertising.
So then the other thing is we have coming up is May 6th is our P&Z commission meeting and our HPC meeting. Do you guys want to move forward with those or do we want to cancel those?
P&Z needs to meet.
I think so too. Yeah.
So they need to meet?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because we need to work on their agenda. Okay, that's all I have. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Mandy. Building inspections, John.
Just want to give you guys a brief update. This past week, I had an evaluation by Insurance Services, ISO, for what's called BSEX, Building Code Effectiveness Grading System. It's something that happens every 5 years. I completed that this past, Monday. And so you'll be seeing documentation coming out on that. We did receive a substantially lower grade. Once again, you'll see that here in a couple, probably about 6 weeks, and it will affect the insurance rates for all of our residents. Also coming up on May 5th is another evaluation, and this one's by the National Flood Insurance Program. That's coming up on May 5th. I've already submitted all the documentation for that. That was well received. They appreciated it. So basically, it's dotting I's, crossing T's, and having a teleconference on May 5th. And we should receive a new lower grade for that also that will affect all insurance rates in Cary Beach also. So,
lower is better, I assume, right?
Lower is
better.
Okay, good. Just want to make sure.
Yeah.
Nice job.
Now, good work, John. Are we talking about all insurance or just business insurance?
BSEX. Through ISO, that affects all insurance rates,
yep.
Whereas the NFIP is only for flood insurance policy holders.
Okay. All right.
And did they tell you?
They
Did they estimate the impact so you could share that with citizens?
Yes,
good,
well,
good job.
When we joined that in 2015, we immediately started saving our residents about $35,000 a year altogether.
Nice. Good job.
So. Well done, John. Thanks.
Yes, sir.
Finance. Arlen.
Nothing for finance.
Question for you. Budget. Do we need another budget meeting, or are we moving forward?
At this point, we will move forward. I think after Friday's meeting, we received all the inputs that I needed to move forward to the next step. So at the May Council meeting, there'll be a formal presentation of the proposed budget for next year.
Okay. I want to recognize all the department heads who made the necessary changes to the budget to make sure that it was achievable at current levels of taxes. Fire department?
Thank you again, Council. We are actually still waiting on our ISO new classification, so I'd like to congratulate John. I know all the work that went into that on his side as well. Briefly, last budget meeting, we had discussed possibly using the CARES Act grant for procuring PPE in the near future. After further investigations, there were basically three bullet points that sort of swayed us against that, which was the funds can be used for costs that are necessary expenditures incurred due to COVID-19. They must not have been in the budget most recently as approved date of enactment, and then the expenses must have occurred between March 1st, 2020 through December 30th of 2020 as well. So although that kind of discourages us from applying for that grant, our costs currently are minimal for the fire department lifeguards, but I can certainly work with Arwen to see in the future if that's something that we need to take a deeper look into. And as far as the actual AFG grant, currently they're in the SAFER part of their rolling basis, where the SAFER grant is where you can apply for additional staffing. The AFG grant is where we actually apply for products such as gear and any sort of equipment needs. So at this time, there is not a grant that we will be seeking. And like I said, we will certainly be on the lookout in the near future for any COVID-related expenses that Arlen and I can possibly use this for during the COVID-19.
Thank you.
That's all.
Thanks, Ed. Public Works, Jim?
I have nothing to report tonight, sir.
Okay. Recreation?
Thanks. I just wanted to give an update. At the beginning of the state of emergency, we have canceled all events, classes, and programs through. We did 8 weeks because that was what the CDC was recommending at that time. So that would be through May 10th right now, which is prior to our next council meeting. We can address it after April 29th to see like what state we're in, but I just wanted to make sure that was on your radar, that we will, and we can come up with a plan of when we start phasing things back in and reaching out to like our instructors and different things to see if there's ways they can maintain social distance in proper ways to reopen.
Okay.
Mr. Mayor, a lot of places are canceling summer concert series and that type thing. I'm not sure we want to go that far right now, but we do need to consider for the bands and for the promotions of it, if we are going to go down that road, we need to be thinking about that also. That's a biggie for as far as the cost goes.
Concerts, the market, the story time,
yeah.
All those programs
that go on for several weeks there, we might need to really give that a hard look.
Well, that would certainly require some significant thought. How you would control a situation where the crowd would be engaged.
Yeah, has already impacted the first Booking the Park concert, and
right.
It probably will impact more. But
I think the issue is before you spend money on something, you need to make sure council's aware of it so we can give you guidance, right? So
And we're in a comfortable position with all those contracts where we're not out anything.
Right. I think that's the right thing to do. It's just don't spend any money until council has a chance to tell you where we think we are. And we'll try to get better guidance from above.
We're prepared to be fluid with it, but right now we're through that Sunday, May 10th. So, that's all.
Thank you, Nikki.
Thank you.
Okay, under old business, we have stormwater update.
Yeah, so we're still working with LDSI to wrap up that information, but Jimmy and I are still working with the state requirements. We hope to be bringing something to this meeting for council to approve. It looks like it's going to be the May meeting based on all the other stuff going on. I still have approval from council to remind everyone. I have permission from you guys to reach out to the community or the homeowners associations that have active stormwater permits with ponds to request that they provide a member for a stormwater committee that we need to reform as part of our state requirements. So I'll try to get that letter out here in the next few weeks, according to what's happening. So that's one old business. Same old business, I got an email that I would like to read to council regarding our previous emergency meeting. She did try to unmute, and it's Ms. Tracy Mitchell at 218 Fifth Avenue North. She tried to unmute but was unable to do so. When council stated that 1,500 influx in Florida, and that was me, not council, that was not completely accurate. The online images available were not current and a gross misrepresentation of what is actually being seen. I forwarded you guys the news media so you can decide for yourself. The attached is from a local friend and clearly shows the inaccuracy of that complimentary. The two attached, one of them is, I haven't went to the website yet, but one of them is for the Outer Banks, the other one's for South Carolina. I was specifically talking about Florida, but okay. Moreover, the mayor of said Florida Beach, which is Jacksonville Beach, publicly said today there have been no citations regarding COVID. Everyone was 100% compliant with their rules. I looked that up, I haven't looked at it, and as I said to everyone, I encourage they look for themselves. The only single arrest was that of an out-of-state warrant. Please be careful as to where media reports you read and consider them factual when basing your decisions for our home. I appreciate the input, and I'll try to look better. So I want to make sure everyone, including those online, heard that when you do reply back to us, we do actually read and listen to it. And as the emergency manager, I'll continue to try to get the best information I can for council, and I encourage the individual commissioners to look for themselves. That's all I have, sir.
Okay, well, thank you for that. There will be, we'll move on. I'll go to new business. For this point in time, since we've had a variety of meetings, several during each week, there is no new business on the agenda for the evening. Mayor updates. I did want to mention that there is quite a bit of mail coming back and forth from individuals who have different particular views on things that they would like to see open, things they would like to see closed. There'll be a letter going out to the citizens tomorrow to explain council's view on a variety of these things, and on some of these questions we will refer them to the website and to that particular letter. This is far more involved than just pictures of what's going on the beach. It's potential implications of what can happen and the truth in the numbers. That's it for the mayor updates. Council, commissioner items.
No.
John?
No.
David?
Yeah, I'd just like to say I appreciate all the citizens' support and inputs, both in support of the actions council's taken and not in support of them. It's important for council to get the information from the citizens on what they feel. As I've said multiple times, as the emergency manager, I see my role is to look at what is best for the totality of the community. At least in the short term, that is to listen to the professional public health providers. In at least two emails, it was basically said that the decisions were made before the meeting. That is not correct. What is correct is I share information to the entire council from the meetings, both the emergency management side and the leadership side that the mayor and I attend, so the council can be ready to ask any questions they want from that or gather information before the meeting. So I do share the recommendation that I'm going to bring to council to the rest of the commissioners in an email before the meeting. And I do that specifically so if they have disagreements or want more information, they can research the issues that I provide information on before they get to the meeting so they can each make their own individual decision on the best thing for the citizens. Unlike some other communities, Curie Beach has not moved the state of emergency by transferring authority to an individual. That is allowed under state of emergency. During a hurricane, I actually do end up in charge of the town in our state of emergency plan. But in this specific case, the council and I have decided that's not the right thing to do, and I appreciate that. So the council is acting as five individuals trying to weave their way to the best place for the citizens of Curie Beach. And so whether you agree or not, I appreciate your inputs. Please keep them professional. If they're not professional, I probably will not respond. The other councilman will do what they feel is right for their response. But I do appreciate your inputs, and I read every email that you send, and I'm sure each of my fellow commissioners do as well. So thank you, and please stay safe.
Joseph, how many are still on the phone?
31.
Okay. I just want to make a comment because I've seen some inaccuracies posted on Facebook, and this is non-coronavirus related. What is happening with the Matsu property on Dow Road is they are doing a clearing for a regulated burn that they will have next year. We do not know the date of next year. So that is what you're seeing. It is their property. They can do what they want with it. And they are preparing for the first ever controlled burn that they will have on their federal property. We do not control that area. So I just want everyone to know what's going on right there. I've been asked several times. And yes, if you've not signed up for the census, you need to, because if I have my way, if you want to get back on the beach when it's open, you have to prove you did your census form. And I'm just kidding.
Alan.
Yeah, I think we need to
thank you, John,
emphasize that to our citizens that we're all in this together. We're doing this for the best benefit of everybody. I really appreciate the responses that we're getting saying they appreciate what we're doing for them, because none of our decisions have been taken lightly. And majority of our citizens, the vast majority of our citizens, are taking this very serious. And I think we should give out, shout out to them for the good job our citizens. That's all.
Okay.
That brings us to the conclusion of the agenda. Well, go ahead. You have something else, Joseph?
Open it up for any comments, public comments?
Well, we typically have the comments earlier in the meeting. We're getting used to the emergency meetings instead of the procedures for these meetings. But, there is no reason for any closed session at this point in time, so I will accept a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
Hey.
All in favor?
Wait.
Up.
We do still need to add a public comment.
I'm sorry, Mandy.
We should still allow public comment.
All right, then let's do it. Okay, if we have any public comments, state your name and your address, and make your comment. How many people are on, Mandy?
30.
Nice. Cool music.
Well,
make a motion that we adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you for keeping straight, man.